they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. In this happy Easter morning, we gather to know what it means that the Lord is risen from the dead, and yet our hearts should be captivated at the same time by the fact that what all precedes these occurrences, and even on this joyous morning for those first faithful holy women who then tell the disciples, and all of them together are puzzled at what's going on by, yes, the great gift that has been given to them, but its realization coming in the form of what they did not find. And as we acknowledge this in our own life, those things that we do not find, and yet allowing our hearts to still be held in the hope of the risen Lord and assurance that He is rising for us. He has risen, so to come more powerfully to us, to live more life-giving within us. It's to be able to thank the Lord for all He has done, to see that it is by this cross that we hear of in the readings that He has arrived at the resurrection, so as to bring us new life that never ends. And so as we think about what does this new life look like for us, and especially how does it come about, especially in these moments where we do not find. Maybe you do not find one of your loved ones with you today because they weren't able to make it in the travels. Maybe it's on your heart today, something you do not find because of circumstance in your life. Maybe it's someone that's not present with you today because of an illness that they're facing. These things that we do not find can be gripping even on the greatest celebration of Easter morning. And yet as the faithful women and as these disciples continued to have their hearts opened and spoken to by the risen Lord, so that they would know what is coming about more fully, even in the presence of what they do not find. It's in that absence that our hearts are even more filled by what the Lord is able to rise up and bring to us. We can see this in our own lives and in the great gifts that we've been given, that resurrection grace of the Lord who is alive in the sacrament that we will receive today, and in the great gift of our baptism and new life that we'll be reminded of by in the sprinkling rite and the renewal of our baptismal promises today, is for us to be able to be so captivated by this new life. But even those of us who have celebrated Easter many years or have lived this Christian life, even sometimes we wonder, well, it's been so normal, this new life, that maybe sometimes it feels old. And so be so enlivened today by the story of a young man named Alex. You see, Alex and his family grew up in Denver, but his mother and stepfather ended up moving to Westcliff, where his grandparents live, and there they are. And last year, in an incredible moment, after years of Alex trying to make his way through this world and getting caught up in a lot of the darkness, that same darkness that the Lord Jesus took to the cross so that way He could destroy, so that way He could offer us forgiveness from all that things that we fall into from time to time, that Alex had fallen into in his life. And so he comes to Westcliff last Easter vigil. The priest is offering the sacraments. He baptizes a young boy and a young girl, Alex's younger brother and sister. In that moment, Alex's heart was captured by the beauty of the new life that God offers to all of us. His life radically changed. He decided to move more full-time down to Westcliff with family and be close to them, setting aside and leaving behind some of the things that were leading him into darkness. And as he decided in his own life that he wanted to come more fully into the church, he began the RCIA process. He started spending more time in prayer and Eucharistic adoration, seeing the Lord present on the altar here in the form of bread, but present to be alive for us all. And his heart continued to be won over and won over. Until the fact that as he contemplates all of these sacraments, he starts hearing about this opportunity to mission in the church and bring this new life to others. And so he signs up and applies and is accepted to work this summer as a summer missionary, going to parishes throughout Southern Colorado, Catholic churches, to teach and to bring this message of new life to others. And this desire to continue forward, he is applying for next year after the summer to work a program called Christ in the City, in which he'll minister day after day to the homeless population in Denver, Colorado, speaking a message of hope to them who do not find housing, resources, but more than anything, oftentimes just someone to talk to. And so this man whose heart has been captured by the new life of Christ will then, God willing, be accepted to this program and spend a whole year next year. In the whole process, he's become so excited about this possibility of not only bringing Christ to others, but being Christ for a whole community. And so he discerns the priesthood. Is God calling him to not only receive this new life, but offer it in these ways as a missionary and even the possibility of holy orders? And so as he contemplates all of this, may it enliven our hearts to hear these stories of new life that is coming into our church, that is for us all. So what is it that you bring that you do not find in your life right now? Are you able to bring that to the altar and see the Lord who brings himself to you in his risen new life, so as not only to give you this new life, but invite you into this great mission, just as the disciples were, just as Peter, who showed up at this grave, poked his head in, and it says he was amazed. The women who go from terrified and puzzled into this great amazement with Peter and all of those first Christians, that we share with that amazement with them today, and the hope that the Lord will bring everything that we desire to find, that we will find it all here in the altar, that we'll find it in the celebration of today, we'll find it in the hope and the joy of the resurrection, which is for all of us, new life.